Good morning, beloved. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Tuesday morning for our 5-minute journey. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15, where the Apostle Paul is asking the Corinthian churches to collect money offerings as part of a larger offering to be given by the churches in Macedonia to the believers in Jerusalem. And again, God's saving word for us this week is spiritual renewal. So let's begin 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15. Our friends, we want you to know what God's grace has accomplished in the churches in Macedonia. They have been severely tested by the troubles they went through, but their joy was so great that they were extremely generous in their giving, even though they are very poor. I can assure you that they gave us as much as they could, and even more than they could. Of their own free will, they begged us and pleaded for the privilege of having a part in helping God's people in Judea. It was more than we could have hoped for. First, they gave themselves to the Lord, and then, by God's will, they gave themselves to us as well. So we urged Titus, who began this work, to continue it and to help you complete this special service of love. You are so rich in all you have, in faith, speech, and knowledge, in your eagerness to help, and in your love for us. And so we want you to be generous also in this service of love. I am not laying down any rules, but by showing how eager others are to help, I'm trying to find out how real your own love is. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rich as he was, he made himself poor for your sake in order to make you rich by means of his poverty. My opinion is that it is better for you to finish now what you began last year. You were the first not only to act, but also to be willing to act. On with it then and finish the job. Be as eager to finish it as you were to plan it and to do it with not what you now have. If you are eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not on what you don't have. I'm trying to relieve others by putting a burden on you, but since you have plenty at this time, it is only fair you should help those who are in need. Then, when you are in need and they have plenty, they will help you. In this way, both are treated equally. As the scripture says, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12, where Paul says, if you are eager to give, God will accept your gift on the basis of what you have to give, not on what you don't have. Beloved, this passage of Scripture goes right along with what we were talking about in church on Sunday, how God only required of Moses that which he had in his hand, and that was that rod. And when Moses was faithful in sharing that rod, God was able to work mighty miracles in their midst. In the same way, God only asks of us to share what he has already placed in our hands. And at this time, the Christians in Jerusalem were so persecuted, if they became believers, they lost their jobs. Many were kicked out of their families. They had nothing to depend on. They didn't have a social safety net, and so their very lives were in danger. And it was the churches in Macedonia and the church in Corinth that stepped up and gave them the resources that they needed just so they could survive. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, breathe a spirit of deep generosity into our churches so that all followers of Jesus may be inspired to share the gifts of God with those in need. Gracious God, bless all your people with the abundance of your love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this Tuesday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow as we're reading 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 through 24, where the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians that his partner Titus will oversee this collection. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is my prayer for you.